Yeah, that's good. I'll tell you, that was one of the best decisions. I'm on the city council in my city, and one of the things they did, they paid a lot of money for it, but they basically built a big warehouse where they store all of our DPS vehicles indoors, and actually ends up saving a lot of money because most of these vehicles end up not without being stored outside. They end up saving a lot of their useful life. We end up being able to run them a lot longer than we would have normally. So kind of building ended up paying for itself.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about. Just weather alone can shorten the life of something like, you know, a car. And it's just a car. You drive it, you start it, you run it around, you do whatever with it. And that's an interesting fact. I never would have thought of keeping vehicles housed in something would actually extend the life of them.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be bearing out. Then the other, and it was funny, so I was talking to one of the mechanics in there. He had this great idea. He was telling me that, you know, hey, we got all these different fire trucks. You know, they're all different brands. You got a Freightliner here. You got I can't remember who the other ones were, but he's like, we should all, as they die, we should all just go with one model. That way, we can keep parts on hand, repair them in house. We don't have to take them out. That ended up saving us a ton of money when we got the fleet transferred over. It took a while because we just waited until we took the engine out of service or whatever the vehicle was out of service. But we ended up buying all the same type of vehicle so we could keep all the parts on hand, buy them when they were cheap. Saved us a ton of money.